The Sitka High girls were undefeated in conference play going into the title game with Haynes, but early on at least did not play like favorites. The Sitka girls had both size and power on Haynes, but the Glacier Bears' defense controlled the inside from the opening tip-off. When the first quarter ended with the score tied at 5-5, it looked like an upset in the making. Sitka coach Rich Krupa said afterwards that his team had lost its focus.
I think nerves and jitters were involved a lot. We played very, very good defense. We just struggled to score tonight. All night long, it seemed like we worked the score. Offense, man-to-man offensively is usually our strength, but we struggled a little bit tonight. Jitters, I think. I don't know.
At halftime, the score was still tied at 16. Sitka's post, Shariah 80, already had two fouls under the boards on defense. On offense, when she tried to work the ball inside, 80 would draw fouls from Haynes. In the third quarter, Haynes went up by two on a drive by their relentless point guard, Hannah Wing. That seemed to be the wake-up call for Sitka. Guards Brandy Albee and Catherine Mettinger began to look to the middle offensively. They got the ball to Fusi Pulatau at low post, who pivoted for an easy layup, and suddenly the Sitka girls remembered how to play the kind of basketball that got them to the championship. Coach Krupa described his winning formula.
A combination of continue to believe in each other and work hard, and they were poised, they executed what we're supposed to do, and we got some easy points. So.
Sitka was up by six at the end of the third quarter and had opened a 10-point lead midway through the fourth, but the top two scorers for Haynes, Hannah Wing and Abby Jones, with 21 points between them, kept the game within reach. Haynes closed to within three with 1:45 left in the game. Sitka's Mettinger sank a clutch free throw for a little breathing room, then Justine Chapman sank two more with 14 seconds on the clock, and the Sitka girls had their championship. Mettinger, a senior playing in her last conference game in Sitka, said her team's depth made the difference.
Pretty amazing. Absolutely. I don't even know what to say.
Nice clutch free throws at the end.
Thank you. I didn't know if I was going to make it. I was so nervous. But the whole bench, everyone was so supportive. It was amazing. I can't believe we just all worked together, and we've got such a deep bench and so much support from everybody. It just came together, and it was good.
In the following game, this was the din that greeted the Mount Edgecombe boys as they took to their home court to play a heavily favored Haynes team for the 3A championship. Edgecombe got the opening tip-off and scored six unanswered points on turnovers they forced in a full-court press. The Glacier Bears seemed uncomfortable and impatient playing catch-up ball. Haynes was undefeated in conference play this year and, in a sense, untouchable. Guard Kyle Fossman, who is headed for a full scholarship at UAA next year, put up 30 to 40 points per game all season. Fossman is not large, but he's mature and strong and an order of magnitude faster than any other player in Southeast Alaska. When he got away from the Edgecombe press, he rode down the court on rails for textbook layups and easy jump shots. Edgecombe's press was tenacious, and the Braves continued to double-team Fossman defensively and contain his passing. Edgecombe led 16-14 at the end of the first quarter and 29-26 at halftime. But there was never a time during the first half when Fossman and the rest of the Haynes offense did not appear dangerous. Beginning in the third quarter, every time Haynes went up by a point or two, it could have been the beginning of the end for Edgecombe. But instead of tiring, the Braves' offense turned golden. Sean Melavidoff, Zach Ivanoff, and freshman John Peterson each matched Fossman's 18-point total for the game, which evolved into a basket-for-basket scoring duel that literally came down to the final second when Peterson scored a layup to tie the game at 62 and also drew a foul. The freshman's free throw missed, and the stunned Braves went into overtime flat-footed while the Haynes offensive machine racked up six unanswered points. Unbelievably, it was Peterson who brought Edgecombe back to life with two baskets that saw the Braves close to within 1 point. Haynes Fossman, who had been cold at the line all night, drew a foul and sank both free throws. With 25 seconds left, Edgecombe's Alexi Nick scored on an inbound play, but Haynes was able to keep possession, run out the clock, and take the win in overtime, 72-71. This was Haynes coach Steve Fossman's first regional championship. He tipped his hat to Mount Edgecombe.
Unbelievable tonight, the crowd. Electric, and what a game to end on. I don't know. I just can't say enough. You know, it's great to come out on top on a game like this. And my hat's off to the Edgecombe boys. What a hell of a game they played.
Haynes last went to the state tournament 2 years ago as the second seed from Region 5. They'll open at Anchorage's Sullivan Arena on March 15th. The Sitka girls will play their opening round game on the same day. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.